Fresh faced, ready to go. You guys had a good weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it was a weekend. Yeah. We didn't work. It was, you know.
Pretty cool.
Another week of having to come in for 5 days.
Yeah.
I want four, yeah. Dave.
We've talked about this. I thought we'd agreed on a four-day work week.
Here we are, on a Monday.
Nope.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app.
All right, let's get things going. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, my friend?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Don't you hate it when you're just hanging out, having a good time at your local tavern, and you pull out your gun to show it off to everyone, and then you shoot yourself?
Hey, that happens at my local tavern.
Little tricky, but yeah, a Florida man said, hey, you want to see my gun? While he's hanging out at the O'Reilly's Uptown Tavern in Pensacola, Florida, pulled it out of his holster. And shot himself right in the torso.
Okay. If you shoot yourself on accident in a bar because you were showing off your gun,
You don't feel bad for the guy, right?
Zero empathy.
Yeah.
Because you're just an idiot. But should this guy really be carrying?
Of course he shouldn't. Why are you carrying a gun when you're out drinking to begin with?
Which is against the rules when you have a CCW.
So, the manager of the bar, his name is Warren, because of course it is, said, quote, I don't know if he was pretending to be a badass or something, but from what I can tell, it was completely by accident. So, he pulls out his gun from his shoulder holster, shoots himself in the torso.
Because it didn't have its safety on.
I mean, if you wing yourself, I guess that's one thing. If you shoot yourself in the leg, how do you shoot yourself in the torso? The man immediately left the bar and checked himself into a hospital.
Did he pay his tab?
It does not say.
Check, please. Can I please get the check?
Quickly. I'm sorry. I've got to go.
Why did all of a sudden he have a British
I don't know.
Is this a British story?
No.
This is Florida and a guy named
it's
Warren.
It's a Pensacola story.
I imagine that if the guy had not paid his tab, that Warren probably would have mentioned that in the quote that he gave.
Now I need a GoFundMe to raise up for this guy's tab.
You know this guy's starting a GoFundMe, like, for my medical bills and everything else.
Anything helps, guys.
Anything. Thank you. God bless.
$5, yeah.
God bless.
No, it's always the God blessers who are legit the most dumb whenever it comes to, like, accidents that happen to them. Like, this is your fault.
You shot yourself.
God into this. It could have been
worse. God has nothing to do with this.
It could have been worse. It could have been sweatpants or joggers where he tried to holster it there and shot himself in the nuts. The only thing that would have been worse.
Some good news today as well. Denver police are trying to promote motorist safety around the Mile High City and believe that their new program will do just that. The police department handing out $25 gift cards in certain situations where someone is pulled over for a broken headlight or taillight instead of writing a ticket. Isn't that nice?
I don't believe this is going to happen.
It's happening.
I don't believe it.
They already partnered with Advance Auto Parts.
Uh-huh.
And they're giving them gift cards.
I think there's
cards.
Going to be 100 cops who have $25 gift cards.
A bunch of new headlights for the
Exactly.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So unemployment fraud has been a big issue. We seem to have stories about that every single day here on the show with, you know, this person getting busted for millions of dollars in fraud. Well, now they're trying to slow it down. And the way they're doing that is by using your dumb face.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Millions of people across the United States are being instructed to use the new ID.me, which is facial recognition software, to get their unemployment benefits. Would you guys be cool with using your face to get... Audrey shaking her head, yes.
DMV takes a picture of our face. They already have, like, us in a database.
Yeah, I mean, I'm using my face to unlock every single thing on my phone.
I can't remember a password. That's how I get around ever having to access my password on any website ever.
Yeah.
Face ID. Go for it. Especially if it's going to protect my money.
Audrey, I'll tell you this, though. Mm. When you die, though, they can get into your phone. They can just use it on your corpse. Face ID unlock. I
mean, are you really that worried about it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I put on makeup the other day, and my face ID didn't recognize me. Oh, so I don't know if it's going to recognize me when I'm dead.
Oh, no.
Actually, that's probably what I look like more often, is closer to the corpse than the one with the makeup. So
You were too hot for your phone.
I was. I swear on my life that's real.
So you be catfishing.
I had on like eyelashes and there was like, who is this bitch using this phone?
Your phone was like, bitch. Oh man.
That was a good time.
So I do not understand this at all. Tobacco firm Philip Morris has called for a ban on cigarettes within the decade over in the UK. So their
really?
Chief executive of tobacco has called for a ban on the UK government. Well, it's called on the UK government to ban cigarettes within the decade.
You run that business. Why don't you just get out of it then if you really want a ban? But otherwise, it's like, hey, look, we're trying to do what we're doing. We're just waiting for the government. Now, if you really, this is just propaganda by Philip
right.
Morris.
Like if you're going to be killing people, just be proud of it.
Yeah.
Don't sit here and like act like you're the good guy all of a sudden. You know, we had that story, what was it, last week, Ian, about them getting into like the ventilator business.
Yeah,
and,
into the healthcare world.
Yeah, like
they
want to
profits on both ends.
It's a pivot.
Yeah. Because I trust Philip Morris with my healthcare decisions.
Right. Like just be cool with killing people. Like yeah. That's your thing.
This
Philip
is a
Morris.
Vice. This is a we know
yeah.
Anybody who has been born, anybody who's still alive today knows that cigarettes are bad.
Yeah.
We've never lived in a time like, or have never been, they've never been alive when cigarettes were like, oh, these are medicinal cigarettes that will cure polio and whooping cough.
They actually used to do that. Like they would just buy off politicians and media personalities to actually tell you that cigarettes were good for you.
That's why every person in Hollywood smokes cigarettes in movies.
Right.
What was that weight loss thing a few years ago that every douchebag radio guy in the world
was
endorsing
it?
That turned out to be just like basically meth?
Well, I mean, meth does help you lose weight.
Remarkably
and
fast.
Your teeth.
Yeah. don't worry about your love handles or your teeth anymore. We got you covered. What was that?
God, it was, I can't remember the name of it, but everybody endorsed it. And I'm like, I will never, ever ever touch that with
is it still on the market?
Wasn't that the thing that like killed Anna Nicole
was
Smith?
Trim spa.
Trim spa.
It was trim spa.
Yeah.
Okay,
this dude, coming through with the trim spa. Right.
Yeah. Trim spa, yes. Baby.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Dude, the worst.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Where the heck do people who don't use dating apps meet people? I don't want to be that creep at the grocery store, you know?
Message deleted.
Well, don't be a creep, and then you won't be a creep.
Well, the way not to be a creep is to be hot.
Yeah, I mean, that helps, too. Yeah, but there's also some good-looking creeps.
Ah, is there?
Oh, yeah.
Name one good-looking, like, hot female creep.
No, we're talking guys here, Dave.
Oh, okay.
And we
but
do.
That's what I mean, though, is, like, name one female creep. You can't.
Don't,
you
guys
can't do
don't
it,
call women.
Because it's not possible.
Guys don't call women creeps, traditionally.
I know some creepy
but they're
women.
Not hot. That's
true.
That's why.
Right.
Otherwise, they're just crazy.
That's, well.
That's the line. Like, you go from, like, if you're, this is a person who you don't want to interact with. If there's the creepy, which is the not attractive, and then the crazy falls into the attractive lane.
So, Audrey, let me ask you this. Is it possible for a very attractive woman to be creepy?
I think that Mahoney's right, because I don't know if creepy means that you're kind of grossed out, right?
Yeah.
Crazy means that
I mean.
They're like stalker.
Is that a hot chick? It's impossible to be grossed out by a hot chick.
I'm grossed out by Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, but you'd still bang her.
Nah.
Yeah, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
Nope.
Yes,
nope.
You would. Yes,
I
you would.
Would. Too much. She would drag
me
before
for
the,
me.
She would drag
me
before
Mahoney.
The UN. I would be like have to face some sort of tribunal.
Yeah.
That is not worth it. I'll just
like,
take care
no,
of myself
I do not
at home.
I want to go on a walking tour throughout the entire country of Uganda
but guys,
to have sex with you.
But guys who are good looking can be creepy. Armie Hammer, case in point. The cannibalism, I want to eat your bones and floss with your
okay.
Whatever.
That is creepy.
That is
creepy.
That's a good example. That's a good example. But that's such an outlier.
It is.
I mean, but Armie Hammer had to go to, I want to eat your flesh in order to get creepy because he's so good looking.
Well, but that's the level you have to go. Otherwise, he's just a dick.
Yeah,
or
it's
just,
a sliding
or he's
scale.
Just an F boy.
That's for sure.
Ted Bundy actually did it, too. Which
yeah.
Is
yeah.
He was cute.
And he was good looking.
Hayden Christensen? But I think he's a creep.
I think let's get back to this guy's.
But you'd still bang him,
Dorothy
wouldn't you?
Alone.
Of course I would.
Let's get back to this original question. Where do you meet people? And I feel like the vast majority of people who aren't meeting people on dating apps, the other third.
Work.
It's at work.
It's at work.
Or a work-related
function.
Function.
Yeah.
For sure. People you're around. People you share similar interests with. Get a hobby.
Does it still happen? Like, do you guys still, does it still happen at bars? Like, do dudes still hit on you when you go out? If you're out with your girlfriends?
No, because because whenever I'm out with my girlfriends, that's my time with my girlfriends. Like, and they're not even really out looking for guys either. It's
no,
not
I know
like
they're
a
not out looking,
but that
but
seems
like
the worst thing to do,
dudes,
Dave.
Dudes, like, still approach girls at bars.
I don't think it's with the intent of, I mean, for me personally, I haven't really seen it.
You haven't been hit on? Does that bother you at all?
Honestly, I truly prefer it that way.
To not be hit on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I mean.
It's a hassle.
It's so annoying.
Hitting
because
on
truly,
people is gross.
Again, if I am out with me and my girlfriends, I'm the one with my ring on. You know what I mean? Most of my girlfriends are still single. But
do they get hit on?
If we're out with somebody who they're meeting up with on Bumble, that's the only time that they'll like.
See, that seems. I don't think I would ever do that. Like, if I was single, like, taking, like.
Man, if you were not married, you would never get laid. Like, what are you talking about?
I just take care of myself. Nobody knows me better than me. I treat me with the respect and love and concern that I deserve.
See,
Dave.
But I think though that you think that you would not jump out. Well, I mean, like if you were 22 or 25, whatever. Like that is the way to.
Yeah, but
meet
when you're
20,
no, I'm saying, but like now as an adult, like you know, because and yes, I know you're technically an adult at 22, but you are not. Because you still can't even run a car until you're 25, which is ludicrous. But like now, like if my wife were to leave me and I'm back on the market, like there's zero chance Dave would ever know, like, or I'd be hanging out with Dave or any of my other guy friends and go like, let's go meet up with this girl I met on Bumble.
You're
no.
so full
See,
of it. You're so full
that,
of it. You're
though,
so
but it's
full
because
of it.
We were dating and all of us
keep
were
it to
in a relationship.
I would keep it to myself.
We were friends during your single years. You were a tornado of horniness.
Yeah, but that was like literally when I was in my 20s.
Yeah, but
and
like,
that's we were out at bars and I was drunk 90% of the time.
I know, but like you don't think if you were single that we would be out at bars and you'd be drunk 90% of the time?
You got 88 kids, man. Like you don't got time to go hang out
no,
with
No, I mean, I'll join you for happy hour.
Okay. I don't. I like at this point, I'm just like, I know you're like, you say I'm full of it.
You're
I,
full of it.
I would be content being a hermit.
No, you
like,
wouldn't.
Like, that is.
No, you wouldn't.
See, but that's
yes,
why
I
that's
would.
Why internet dating would be so beautiful for you.
You just
you
get
have
all
to go
the
out.
Done. You literally meet somebody for the first time, and within 11 seconds, you're like, we're banging.
I don't think that's not how I operate either, though. I would just, like I said, I would, at this point in my life, I would much rather just take care of
this
myself.
Dude's over here acting like he's got standards
no,
because he's
it's
married.
Not. I'm not trying to deal with, like, I don't, like, the
you're
craziness.
So full of it.
You are,
you're the crazy one.
No,
why
I'm
are
not.
You
yes.
thinking that everyone who's online dating is crazy? Are
no,
you just
I'm not
saying, you're
saying,
trying
no,
to
I'm not saying they're
remove
crazy.
That
I don't have the energy for it. Like, I just don't. I really don't.
You used to put so much effort into meeting girls.
And then I found the way of Tommy Bahama, Dave, the way of leisure, the way
oh,
of
oh, yeah,
relaxing.
That's also a deterrent, too.
This is the way.
Yeah.
Got a lot of obstacles. I'm understanding now.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So say this year for your birthday, you could pick anyone dead or alive to bring you breakfast in bed and have a little chat with them. Who are you picking?
Message deleted.
First off, I don't want breakfast in bed.
No, that's never a good idea.
No, like I'm going to spill the gravy all over my sheets, and that's not going to be a good thing.
Hold on, Audrey's.
It sounds lovely.
It does?
You want to eat breakfast in bed?
I want to
eat. That sounds awful.
Yes.
I want to sit I'll eat breakfast on the couch. I eat breakfast at the table.
Mm-hmm.
But in bed, like you got to sit, like you don't really have, like you got to like kind of wedge the pillow, create a, you know, a situation there. It's not, the bed was not meant for eating.
Remove the romanticism of breakfast in bed. You've never just been hungover and had like a cold slice of pizza in your bed before?
No.
Y'all are all ridiculous.
Hold on a second. Who brings you a cold slice of pizza?
Myself. I crawl like Gollum from the darkness to go get my one slice of pizza.
But
you're going back upstairs.
Crumbs all over your bed.
You crawl back
to
your bed?
I also wash my sheets pretty
Hold
often,
you
guys.
You crawl to the fridge, you get your pizza, and then you crawl back to the bed and
so
eat it?
Yes.
It's less work to wash your sheets after you eat your old-ass pizza in bed than it is to just, like, eat it standing at the refrigerator.
No, do you know how hard it is to stand when you're hungover?
Well, you can just go plop down on the couch. Why would you go back to the bed?
Yeah, it's probably further away.
Yeah, I don't really know the answer to that question, but the bed just is very nice whenever I'm hungover.
You're out of control.
See, this is why I want to get on Bumble, Dave.
Yep.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So you guys, the Olympics are going on right now. It's so exciting. Everyone is gathered around their televisions watching. I'm just kidding. No one cares.
No, I enjoy watching the Olympics, but this is the worst time to get rid of your cable. Well, you should have waited one more month. I can't watch it anywhere.
So NBC has a 33-year low in viewership for the opening ceremony that, of course, took place on Friday.
Yeah.
The Tokyo Olympics, which was delayed, of course, because of the pandemic, it drew 16.7 million viewers, which is not a lot at all for the opening ceremony of the Olympics. I just don't think people care about the Olympics anymore.
I think right now, with the resurgence of what's going on in the world with the Delta variant and everything, I think there's just people are distracted. You've got work to worry about. If you're not working, you're thinking about work. There's just a lot of real stuff going on in the world. Also,
even without the coronavirus and the Delta variant and all that stuff, I just don't think people give a damn anymore. It used to be like we would wait for the Olympics. It was a huge global thing.
Well, but if you remember back then, let's say 20 years ago, maybe 30 years ago, sure, when it was at its peak, summertime, there was traditionally no new programming on television.
Well, that's
during
the
summers. Now,
other than baseball and, you know, UFC, there's not a lot going on in the sports calendar. I just don't think, I mean, who cares about a bunch of randos getting together and swimming against each other?
Well, do you think that also that has to do with the fact that we're so desensitized to athletes? We're so used to seeing athleticism on our TVs every single day in just wild and crazy
ways.
I was
watching archery. It's very exciting.
You actually watched some of the Olympics and
games?
Yeah, women's archery.
You watched South Korean women's archery.
Dude, South Korean women's archery is no joke. Is no joke. They should remake the Hunger Games in Korean.
I'm sure that they did at some point.
I don't think. No, I mean like
for their own programming, because you can't get like American programming really, like North Korea.
No, not North. North Koreans are not good at archery.
They're not.
No. 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 I don't even think. I don't
contrary
even know.
To popular belief.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. I mean, South Koreans are traditionally, I mean, because they'll start a lot of kids young.
Yeah.
With training and
golf. Golf.
Yes,
and
I didn't
else,
know that
yeah.
archery was
K-pop
one of those things, though. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, especially their women, for sure. You know, it's like when you think of the countries that dominate in the women's Olympics, or it's the countries that treat their women like with half a damn. You know, you're not going to see that in a lot of Middle Eastern countries, but if you think a lot of Western countries, South Korea, a lot of Asian countries, yes, those countries do well in women's sports.
Audrey, can I ask you a personal question?
It depends on what the question
is. Are you still having sex with your husband while he's wearing Crocs and only Crocs?
No, that phase.
That's phased out.
He said that they were a little uncomfortable.
For sexy time?
Just in
general. Couldn't get the grip? Okay.
Yeah. No, he was slipping, falling.
The reason why I ask is because Crocs is out here suing everybody for stealing their design. And I mean, honestly.
Rightfully so. Sue.
Yeah, I mean, they're suing 21 companies, including Walmart and Hobby Lobby.
Yeah. Walmart, have you gone through the shoe section? They've got all Crocs.
Yeah.
Like Croc City over there.
They're saying that
they're bootleg Crocs.
Yeah.
So they're saying that their trademark infringement is real at Walmart, and so Crocs is suing. But Hobby Lobby? Does Hobby Lobby sell bootleg Crocs?
I didn't know that, but I guess so.
They say that their foam clogs have a distinctively quirky design, and people are stealing it. And so they're suing all kinds of people.
I mean, I feel like this is about 20 years too late.
Oh, yeah.
15 years too late.
I'm over here looking at Walmart's website, and that, like, there's this thing called Von Maze that just looks just like it. First off, it's got, like, not only are they ripping off, like, Crocs, but they're also ripping off Adidas.
Adidas and kind of like Sperry's, too. Yeah, how did you merge all three designs into one? I'm kind of impressed, honestly.
I mean, they actually look pretty good.
Okay. Oh, those
20
are sporty.
Bucks.
Yeah,
four
I like
stripes,
sport
though.
Mode. Four stripes. Those are like the shoes I had when I was growing up.
Yeah. They got that four-wheel drive mode going.
Which, you know, if it,
sport mode, baby.
I always felt like the Adidas knockoff should have been two stripes because you're giving me an extra stripe and it's cheaper. I don't know. It just didn't seem. It couldn't compute. Like, I thought it was paying per stripe back then.
But it's because whenever you're looking down at someone's shoes, you can tell if there's one stripe removed. But the added stripe, it's kind of like, oh God, that's the shoe. That's the Adidas stripe.
Can we be real? I did that.
You added the stripe?
No, I colored over the stripe with a Sharpie. So it looked like there was three.
That used to have.
Because I had four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are no less than, oh my God.
It makes me feel worse that you're awing me.
That's
like,
sweet.
Oh, you were so poor. So, yeah.
Dave, I'm on walmart.com. And I searched for clog. There are 21 pages of clogs.
There's 21 pages of clogs?
21 pages of clogs.
Wow.
And there are some real ugly ones in there.
Do you think that, like, Holland looks at all of our clogs and are like, these Americans?
Posers.
Tipsy or toddler?
If you spend any time around little kids, you know they're basically little drunk people. At least that's how they act. So the things that are said by a person that's very drunk or a toddler, very similar. Ian does a tremendous job of transcribing the things that were actually said. And you guys are trying to figure out if what was said here is said by a drunk person or a little kid. So we're going to actually read out the words, and then you guys have to make a decision. We have a total of five. So Mahoney, you'll start, and then Audrey, you'll go second, and then Ian and I will take it from there. Are you ready for number one, Audrey?
I am.
Okay, take it away, Mahoney.
Number one. This is a bad secret. Give me your ear. I peed in my pants. Don't tell anyone.
That's tricky. Oh, who's peeing their pants? Is it a toddler? Which would make more sense.
Ooh.
I'm going to go toddler.
Toddler is correct on the board with one. Let's have a listen.
This is a bad secret. Give me your ear. I peed in my pants. Don't tell anyone.
It happens to the best of us.
Yeah. There, honey. Get used to it.
There's nothing worse than when you have a dream that you are peeing, and then you wake up and you're like, oh, crap. I'm 40 years old. Did I just pee this bed?
I peed in the bed.
I did not.
Just a little bit.
Audrey on the board with one, and here we go on to clip number two. Take it away when you're ready.
Nettabind. Haters. Spoon on his nose. What do you say, Mike?
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
I feel like that sounds like a weird weird song right there. I'm going to go with a tipsy person.
For the point? Correct. Well done. Well done.
Ned Devine. Hey, there's a spoon on his nose. What do you say, Mike?
Okay, each of you have a point. Well done.
All right.
I don't like that man.
On to number three. Ring in by saying your name whenever you think you know the answer. Here we go. The next time that come through, I'm going to buy a new one. And if it does, that one more time, you know, I don't do. I'm gonna up there. Them boys do that. Do that. Do that.
Audrey. That's a tipsy. Or a toddler. I'm sorry.
That is a toddler, yeah.
It's like that might be Boomhauer's child.
Right?
The next time that comes through, I'm going to buy a new one. If it does that one more time, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go up there and tell them boys to don't do that.
Oh, what a cute little kid, man.
I love a kid with a southern accent.
Oh, buddy.
The next time that comes through, I'm going to buy a new one. If it does that one more time, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go up there and tell them boys to don't do that.
Oh, that is so cute.
That'll show them.
Audrey, you got 2 points. Mahoney, you have one. Ian, on to number four.
All right, clip number four. Party all dat a lava. Gentlemen, you know ka yada yo.
Audrey.
Mahoney. Audrey.
A drunk person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crushing
yeah.
this game.
What? They did. They're gone.
Yeah, they fell down an embankment.
The hell is going on
an
there?
An embankment. Oh, okay.
They did.
Fifth and final one. I mean, four mac chicken pea. I mean, four chicken peas. Mac, four chicken peas.
Mahoney.
Mahoney.
Oh, boy. I think that is a toddler.
It is not.
Oh, what the? I was going to say toddler, too.
Are they a very drunk person?
I mean, four mac chicken peas. I mean, four chicken peas, mac, four chicken peas.
Oh, boy.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Man, it is surprising the amount of dumb stuff that you can sell to stupid people, isn't it?
I mean, I feel like that's how capitalism came to be about many, many eons ago, Dave.
So, in this case, this is over in Australia. There is a company that is being sued for like $3.5 million because they're an activewear company that is basically claiming that if you have their leggings on or their clothes on, you can't get COVID. I don't think that's how it works.
That's not how that works.
I'm not an infectious disease doctor, but
COVID
I don't
through
think,
your butt? Is that a new way to get
COVID?
It?
Oh.
I did read something the other day that we're talking about possibility of flatulence.
That's true. Yeah. Can you get COVID from farts?
Why we have a no farting policy here in the studio.
Which is kind of gross. So if these things, say it is the flatulence blocker, if you have like non-breathable pants, like it just locks in all moisture and all smells and all.
Yeah, like when you take your leggings off at the end of the day, is it just like 100 farts?
Rank.
So people don't know how like oxygen works. I mean, the fabric versus how small like an oxygen molecule is, way different, man. Like, of course it's going to sneak out. Doesn't matter how tight your leggings are.
So Lorna Jane is the company, and they advertised that their clothing had a groundbreaking technology called LJ Shield to prevent the transfer of all pathogens, including COVID.
Oh, what, bless her heart. Whoever this person was who was trying to, like, get her to buy their fabric for their leggings told her this, and now she's out here hustling, trying to be the saleswoman. Oh, God.
What's the new one? So we went through them. We had essential oils. I feel like that was the first kind of, like, breakthrough for the multi-level marketing.
Crystals.
We've had crystals.
But crystals, they're not being pawned off on you.
Yeah, that's not really, like, a multi-level marketing.
Oh, it's not?
That's kind of, like... That's a whole other world.
Okay.
Then we had, perfumes were a thing for a while. We saw the LuLaRoe pants.
But way before all that stuff, I mean, Amway and Mary Kay, all that stuff was multi-level marketing.
They had the sex toys, but what's the next horizon for the next multi-level marketing? Like, what?
Anti-COVID pants.
Would you like to buy into my workout plan? There's like all of these people who are trying to do these
buy into a workout plan.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
So it's like your group. It's like a group thing where you go in and you buy like the shakes and you buy the teas and all, but you're also buying this workout structure that they give you, and it's like a day by day workout routine, but you have to follow their workout and their shakes and their meal plans.
Otherwise, it doesn't work.
Otherwise, it's just not going to work. Mm-hmm. And you get in with like this group of gals, a gaggle of girls.
That sounds great. Sign me up.
And it's like $200
a week. $200
a week?
It's insane.
What? That's more than my house.
So a woman in Detroit was rather upset when her car got stolen, understandably so. And so she tracked her car, and she found out that it was at a barbershop. And she went into the barbershop, and she dragged the thief out of the barbershop by the dreads.
What?
I mean, like, grabbed him and yanked him on out of the...
How big was this woman?
I mean, big enough to grab somebody by the dreads and drag him out.
That's like somebody's hardcore mama.
She dragged the man by his dreadlocks out of the barbershop. She said that the car had been stolen for a couple of days, and he had got it detailed during that time, so that was very nice. They were driving. They were having a good time. They were smoking, and yes, when I got in my car, it was very clean, she said. But she whooped that dude's ass.
I mean, how did she... Do we know that if it was the right guy in the barbershop? Or she just saw the guy with the easiest to pull hair.
She's like,
and decided, you're coming with me.
Yeah.
Oof. Also, it just... I don't know. Dreads at a barbershop. Like, you would think that like the one person who probably wouldn't need to be at a barbershop that often would be a guy with dreads.
Right, yeah.
Maybe he needed to get edged up or have his dreads recoiled. But I was going to say, pulling hair in a fight, weak.
I mean, every chick fight that I've ever seen that happens in a school setting is the first thing that happens.
Do guys pull hair in order to hold? Because guys got hair, too.
If you got long-ass Fabio hair,
I'm pulling it.
Like, I mean, if you think about the old school UFC, there was an old, I'm talking like early UFC.
UFC 2, yeah.
Like Chemo, there was a guy who used to have like a, basically it was a,
Is he the guy that got punched in the nuts 47 times?
No, he's the guy who punched Joe-san in the nuts 47 times. And Joe-san's a child.
Yeah, he's a creep.
Yeah, and if anybody should be punched in the nuts 48 times, it was that guy. But Chemo had a top knot with a long like
Did somebody
ponytail.
Pull his top knot?
Oh, and they pulled the hell out of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Ow.
And that's how this kink was born.
Just yank that ponytail and tell me you love me.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Man, this is some crazy audio. And the video is nuts, too. I mean, the reason that we have this audio is because the body cam footage that was shot, but this is from Yonkers, over the weekend. There's
Doesn't that sound like a candy?
Yonkers?
Yonkers?
I always, because you, I guess, is bonkers candy?
Yeah, I'm over here telling a serious story, and you're like, that sounds like
Anytime I hear the word Yonkers, since I was a little kid, I always like,
you always thought of candy.
That sounds like a delicious place.
So it's crazy footage. So they have the street footage before we even get to the body cam footage, and there's this new mom that's walking across the street, and this car comes around the corner, and for whatever reason, like, loses control, but it's the most unfortunate series of events ever where it like starts following this mom who's holding her newborn baby.
Jeez.
Hits her. Ooh. And drives into a barber shop, crashes through the front of the building, and the car is on top of the baby.
Oh,
so
my God.
The cops go rushing in, and they lift the car off of the baby.
And right place, right time. They were at the bagel shop next door.
Next door. So, wow. I mean, it's almost instantaneous. And the baby, shockingly, makes it and is fine.
Stories like this, whenever you just have those endorphins or just that adrenaline pumping through, that you just said that Superman, superhuman strength in order to save someone's life. It's like guardian angel, like Ian said, right place, right time.
Crazy. So here's the audio.
4-3 headquarters, thanks for that. We got a baby under the vehicle.
There's the baby. Come on. I got it.
We realized the car couldn't be moved, so we had to get the car off the baby.
Look out.
The effort he put into lifting up that car was unbelievable. I'm really proud of Rock.
I got the baby.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Oh, that is... it's two cops and they lift a car and pull this baby out.
I love that so much.
I mean, it was unbelievable how it all unfolded, and even more unbelievable, these cops were at the right place, right time, able to lift this car up.
I would have pooped my pants trying to lift that car.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yep.
Like, that just, or like, popped a back. Those guys are going to be so sore.
A horrible situation for the baby to end up in, you know, but like, I love hearing stories of good people. Like
doing good things.
I mean, and they are putting, and that's the thing. They are risking their lives by like picking up a car. Like if it goes wrong, they slip and the car falls onto them.
Sure.
You know, like
bad
things could have happened. But you know, them putting their lives on the line to save a baby that was helpless. I love that.
Mahoney, you're a poker player. I mean, we used to play probably more poker than
poker
we do now. But can you imagine having quad jacks and losing?
No. Yes, I can, because knowing you're my luck when it comes to gambling, of course that's going to happen. But, like, if you lose with quads and it's not to another set of quads, something has gone really wrong.
So you lose with quads and it ends up being a good thing.
How does this happen?
So Station Casinos has a bad beat progressive.
Okay.
And it hit at Santa Fe. The total payout was $225,000,
wow.
But the guy loses with quad jacks, and he lost to a jack high straight flush, right? So, I mean, one, basically two cards away, three cards away from it being the best possible hand with a royal flush, right? But according to Station Casinos, the winning hand won an additional $22,552, and the losing hand won $33,827.
Wow.
And all of the players at the table won $1,409, and anyone that was playing in any of the poker rooms across Las Vegas at the time in Station Casinos won $1,120 because the progressive hit, right? So you're just sitting there playing cards, and all of a sudden they're like, here's an additional $1,100, but the guy that lost with the quad jacks won $33,827.
I mean, but the odds of losing with quad jacks
is
pretty damn slim. So, yeah, in this particular case, sure. I mean, you just go all in no matter what, right? At that point.
I mean, quad jacks, there's no way you're getting away from them. The only time that I've ever seen anybody get away from quads and be right. Do you remember that episode of High Stakes Poker back in the day where I think it was Gus Hansen and Daniel Negreanu, and they both had quads, and Daniel Negreanu had a worse quads, and he figured it out and folded. It was like $1 million in the pot.
I think I remember.
It was one of the craziest hands I've ever seen in my life.
And he was right.
He folded quads because he had worse quads, and he figured it out. It was unbelievable, man. So another high-profile golfer has popped hot. So Bryson DeChambeau has tested positive for COVID-19, and so he's not going to be able to compete in the Olympics
somewhere
as a result.
Brooks Koepka's laughing.
He's loving every second of this.
Which, man, Brooks Koepka's a bitch.
You think Brooks?
I don't like Brooks.
I don't like Bryson.
Really?
Yeah. You do?
Yeah. I feel like he's just kind of a prick.
Yeah, he is. That's it. Yeah.
Which I appreciate.
You relate to?
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
So what is the strangest thing that your kid or your pet has ever pooped out? And the reason why we're talking about this is because I got a picture from my wife the other day. She texted it to me. She's like, look at this. And it was a bunch of poop in a diaper, which thanks for sharing. But then upon closer inspection, I looked and I'm like, what is that a piece of metal? What? And I zoomed in on the poop, as you do, and it was a key.
A key.
So my 5-year-old daughter has like this little journal, like a little diary sort of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That of course she never writes in because she's 5, but she has it and it has a little key
that locks it.
That locks it. And my 1-year-old son decided, I'm gonna eat it. I'm going to eat the key.
Better that key than, like, I was imagining, like, a janitor's key ring.
Yeah, I mean, better than...
Big-ass sharp keys on there, yeah.
Yeah, it's better than, like, a locksmith key, still...
What was he doing?
I don't know. He ate it and then pooped it out.
Happy he passed it.
Yeah, yeah.
My niece did not pass a metal thing that she ended up swallowing, had to have whole surgery in order to get it taken out. It was like some coins or something. She had like a swallowed like a quarter or something, and it just would not pass.
Did you guys ever swallow pennies or dimes when you were younger just to see, just to poop them out, just to see what would happen?
You would do this intentionally?
See?
Yeah.
Well, like, wouldn't
I remember being like 7 or 8
to know that
you were intentionally doing this?
It's like swallowing change and just seeing that it would come out the other end.
22 and drunk? Like, what was this idea?
No, I was like 7 years old, but I was I was old enough to know better, but I still did it because I thought it was funny.
Huh.
I'm glad you're alive, Mahoney.
Yeah, me too. Dave, the real question is, did you save the key for your daughter's journal?
Well, I mean, you can't have an unlocking and locking journal without a key, so you need to hose it off and it's fine.
Get her a new journal.
She's going to be using the poop key? Did you tell her? Did you tell her about the poop key?
Nah, I'm going to wait till she's like 26.
You monster.
Drop it on her.
I can't believe that.
Marcella said our dog apparently ate a whole roll of pennies, and she pooped it out perfectly intact. Needless to say, those pennies did not go in my piggy bank, but a whole roll of pennies.
We had a dog that ate socks, loved socks.
Yeah.
And I remember one day looking outside. I did not pull it out. I don't know how it ended up coming out, but my dog had a whole sock halfway out its butt.
Yeah.
For quite a time.
And sometimes you got to give it a little tug to help it out. And boy, talk about a bonding experience with you and your pet, man. Jeez.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
I mean, can we just talk about how impressive the intestinal tract is of both kids and pets to be able to do some of this stuff? This one texted over to us from 714. My friend sent me a picture, kind of similar to what I was just describing, of her kid's diaper. And her son had one of those sticky hands that you get out of like a vending machine, you know, you like throw at the wall and it sticks to it, and then it's got like
great until you use it for the first time, then it gets all sorts of weird
like
ass
hair
dirt
and dirt.
Bugs. Becomes the nastiest thing on the planet.
Swallowed it and pooped it out complete. Whole rubber hand with the big sticky thing
that
on the end of it.
That didn't dissolve in your digestive tract?
Yeah. Oh, that's concerning.
Like,
also, why would you not? Okay.
I feel like that's how you get some sort of weird kink about spanking.
Right.
That or like Mahoney, I feel like you would be puking the entire time because of the texture and consistency of that trying to go down your esophagus.
Just the weird rubbery. I feel like it would get
so
stuck.
Slimy.
That's scary as hell. I mean, you said you thought your didn't you say your son had a fever for a day or two?
Yeah. And I thought maybe he just like had, you know, gotten something, you know, a little bug he's fighting off. And I'm like, oh, well, maybe it's because he was digesting a key.
But he didn't have any problems.
Parenting is hard, man. Right? No, he's fine. He's fine.
His body was like foreign object. Like,
what
what's in
the hell
this?
Is going on here? Let's turn up the heat.
See if we can microwave it out.
This it key works. Is not to the treasure that you were looking for.
No, not at all.
Janae said, I had a Pomeranian puppy some years ago, and he ended up with some golden poop. I'll explain. My dad used to paint bikes with gold flaked paint, and old Spanky poop gold for a bit after he ate some of it.
His name was Spanky?
Spanky.
Spanky the pom. Gold pooping Pomeranian.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So we're talking about the weirdest things that your kid or your pet has ever pooped out, because my kid pooped out a key, and I don't know if I should be sharing this on the radio, but your mother-in-law chimed in.
My mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Andrew.
She said Audrey's husband had a fluorescent pink Barbie shoe in his poopy diaper one time. And his sister also stuck a cashew up her nose and then pooped it out whole 2 days later.
Which I feel like, is that how the body works? Can you shove something up your nose and poop it out?
I mean, if it goes up your nose, then you know, down your throat, sure.
Like, have you ever seen the thing of somebody take a string of spaghetti? You
know, and it comes
that?
Through your
nose and out the mouth? Yeah. You've never seen
that's
that?
Oh, that's disgusting. No, I have
that,
not.
You've never seen that?
No.
That was, maybe that was like a, in a land before time, Mahoney, where people don't use that as a party trick anymore, but you've never seen somebody take a string of spaghetti.
Snort it up their nose.
I didn't even know that was possible.
And in and out. And
oh,
just,
oh, you're like flossing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Disgusting.
Maybe we should bring that back. We could be huge on TikTok.
Maybe.
I bet that would go viral. Yeah.
This one texted over to us from 702. I had a husky who loved to eat hair ties, and there were several times that he pooped out rainbow-colored items after he ate a bunch of them. Well, he was doing that weird thing at the dog park where he was walking while trying to look at his butt while pooping, and I walk over, and there's a hair tie dangling halfway out, and I gave it a little tug, and it came out along some extra stuff, but I found out from a vet that you're not supposed to do that because there's a chance that it can get tangled around your dog's intestines, and if you yank it out, you can rip out all of it.
I was always told that you're not supposed to.
Well, you know what? You don't see much of anymore white dog poop.
White dog? You mean like dry dog poop?
No, white dog poop.
White dog poop was a thing?
Yes.
What?
Oh, yeah. You don't really see it anymore.
What do you mean it was a thing?
There's a trend like Ed Hardy?
What are you talking about?
It's not dried poop. White dog poop was a thing, and it had something to do with the food that we used to feed our dogs.
Really?
And it was like lacking or had too much something. It was like calcium or something.
Something that says digestion isn't happening properly.
Yeah. But white dog poop, you don't see it anymore. You don't remember this scene from Step Brothers where he says, I've got a belly full of white dog crap, you're going to lay this on me? Do you guys just think that... That was just dried up.
Only time I remember like dog poop, it would be normal dog poop, and then it would sit out in the yard during the summer, and it would get hard and old.
But
and
it
then
doesn't
you would scoop it up.
But it doesn't like fry into white, and the sun doesn't like sizzle it.
This one from Dan on Facebook: my dog ate my daughter's Play-Doh, and it came out rainbow.
Oh.
Turns into arts and crafts.
I mean,
I feel like kids eat a lot of Play-Doh too.
Yeah.
You ever eat Play-Doh as a kid?
No, I don't think so. It's just so gross. Just handling it.
I hate Play-Doh. Like when people give my kids Play-Doh for their birthday, I'm mad.
Did you ever have bootleg Play-Doh, like where you made it out of like coloring dye and flour? I think.
I'm like, look, I know that we're not well off growing up, but do we really need to have fake Play-Doh right now? We can't afford regular Play-Doh.
It always turns hard into a rock too.
Yeah.
It's like kind of accidentally.
It all becomes brown.
It just gets mixed together. You're like the purple and the yellow, and it's just all gross. Joyce said my dog ate stuffing from a toy, and her poop came out all strung out and fluffy.
It's like a Build-A-Poo instead of Build-A-Bear.
Miranda said had an elderly hospice mastiff that used to eat socks no matter how well we hid them, and I raked so many sock piles out of my backyard that year. It was ridiculous. Have you ever had a dog that eats your panties?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. No, I didn't have a dog, but my mom, after I had moved out, they had like a little dachshund. Unfortunately, he passed because he could not pass.
Oh, he got killed by the panties.
Yeah.
That's what you get for being a weird little dog with a kink.
Death by underwear. I mean, for what is it? It's never like dude underwear.
It's never dude
underwear.
It's
always girl underwear.
It's always girl underwear. And there's
dogs are nasty.
Yeah, you freaky,
and it's
man.
Not just like dude dogs. It's chick dogs.
It's all dogs.
Yeah, you freaky.
All dogs are about the panties.
I'm lucky that we never had a dog that just ate anything. Like, it would never eat, like... clothing or shoes or anything. I think growing up in a less well-off household, your dog knew better than to like do something stupid, because we ain't paying. Like Dave, you know, you were off when your girl Bailey,
my old girl Bailey,
had some medical issues.
The old ham sandwich.
They're like, it's gonna be $6,000. I'm like, trying to calculate like how much happiness I get.
Stop it, Dave.
$6,000
is
a lot of money.
I understand. Yeah.
And Dave paid it, and gave Bailey several more years. But like growing up in a household that didn't have extra kind of money,
you're like, hey, you eat some panties, you dead.
Yeah, your dog gets sick, he's going to a farm.
They're like, okay, so it's $6,000 for the surgery, or $150 for a new dog.
Oh my God, Dave! Oh, but that's man.
It's pampered ass dogs, man.
Yeah,
we're going for the panties.
That's true, man. I mean, like, if you think about the way the dog, like that was once a wolf, and now you can't digest underwear. Like you used to be able to digest like bone and cartilage.
Yeah, but
now you can't breathe through your nose.
The dog's like, hey, I'm from a puppy mill, man. What do you expect? I am inbred.
My mom is my sister is my brother.
I'm from Arkansas.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the
Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, if there's one album you can't listen to on shuffle, but you have to listen to in order, what album would that be? Mine is Pink Floyd, The Wall.
Message deleted.
Any classic album for me, for the most part. Anything like pre-1995.
Do you do that? Do you put on like whole albums and just let it play?
When I travel, like when we flew to Hawaii, I listened to Led Zeppelin 1 through 4, like because it's a 5 hour long flight, so I listened to all four of those. That's usually,
you just sat there and just listened to music,
and I start from the very beginning. And I listen to them in order.
Never do that.
Really?
Never.
For me, it's the Justin Bieber Never Say Never album, start to finish. Cannot skip a song.
Mm. Same.
Significant Other from Limp Bizkit.
Yeah. Hot dog flavored water.
No. Hot dog flavored water is pure garbage. You just want to listen to Rolling off of there. But yeah. If you Significant Other on there. For me, it's like a lot of the stuff I had on tape. So like you weren't really able to fast forward, or you could, but it was a pain in the ass. So you would just listen to it like Godsmack's first album. For me, like the way that it's produced, start to finish. It's the only way I could listen to that album.
Are you talking about the one with the sun on it?
Yeah.
That was a good album.
That was a great album, and that he produced for literally next to nothing in a basement.
They just kept trying to recreate that.
And
it never really worked.
First album's great, though.
Ian, you're a vinyl guy. I mean, do you do that regularly where you'll just put on a whole album and just listen to it through?
I don't like listening to just like one song from an artist. I have to listen to a whole album.
Really?
I'm with you.
Because it's an art piece.
When it comes to buying albums.
Yeah. But that's just how they were made back then. Now it's just all about stream counts
and
your social media accounts. Yeah. So like no one really cares about albums anymore. And the fact that some of the newer artists are releasing vinyl is actually kind of funny to me, because maybe they are, you know, showing people the B-sides or what a B-side is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't imagine many of the people nowadays know that like there are other songs on the album.
It's a double-edged sword, though, because we went through so many times. I remember in like the early 2000s and late 90s buying a CD or a cassette for a song and the rest of it being completely garbage. So it's like, I feel like you got screwed so many times.
That's what birthed the Now collection,
yeah.
Though. You know what I mean? That's why we have Now 148.
A lot of artists don't even make albums anymore. Like some of the biggest artists, in the way that they became big was only selling
out singles after single.
And then the big climax was, after 2 years of you waiting, now I'm going to give you an album, and it's got 42 songs on it.
Man rolled in our chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, said Beastie Boys' Paul's Boutique, which is a great start to finish. And also I'd follow that up with Check Your Head. Start to finish, great.
Same. Interestingly, there's a bunch of people that are saying they have traveling music. Like Andy said, Johnny Cash is my traveling music.
I rarely listen to Zeppelin when I'm not traveling.
Really?
Yeah. But when I travel, like I put on Led Zeppelin 1
Just
through 4.
Just get lost.
Kyle said Lenny Kravitz on Vacation. I do have vacation music, and it's always Darius Rucker.
Oh, that doesn't shock me a bit. I can just see you jamming on doing like the dad thumbs on the steering wheel. Listen to Hootie.
I love
that. Like dad drumming.
You put on Marley, Island music, you know, because most of our trips, are traditionally either in the Bahamas or wherever. And so like for me, whenever I hear that, I always feel like I'm on vacation.
Ian was so disappointed in me when I just revealed that I listened to Darius.
You're such a dad. And that just ruins vacations.
Why does it ruin vacations? Hey, that enhances vacations.
There's four Hootie songs that are a banger.
Thank you.
And they're only old-time four? Classic bangers.
I mean, that are bangers, classified as bangers.
Well, I mean, I don't know if any Hootie song would be classified
only
as a banger.
Only Want to Be With You is a banger.
Only Want to Be With You. Yeah, that's last.
Then you follow that up with some Runaround from Blues Traveler.
And then, let's spice it up. Let's play some Fastball.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What's the craziest moment you've ever had at a gas station? I was on a road trip with my then friend a couple of years ago, and we stopped in the middle of the night to just grab some food and go to the bathroom, all that. And when we got back to the car, it smelled like butt. And my girlfriend insists that the homeless guy who was on the outside, kind of by the sidewalk, got in, let one rip, and then got out.
Message deleted.
I mean, that would be a power move.
I mean,
open the car door to just
gets
let
in,
one.
farts and gets out.
Or it was a ghost fart.
Yeah.
You're being haunted by a gassy-ass ghost.
Maybe your girlfriend just ripped one and blamed it on the poor homeless guy.
So the craziest experience I ever had at a gas station, I think I was 19 years old at the time. I had a 1991 Toyota Celica. It was red, had lots of hail damage, and so it was... I got a check from the insurance company. It was totaled out, but I got the money back and got to keep it.
Yeah, and you spent it.
Damn straight I did. I never got that bitch fixed. But I was there filling it up. Gas was, I believe, 80 cents a gallon at the time.
Yeah.
And a car comes off of St. Charles Rock Road, and it crashes straight into one of the
gas pumps?
It crashes.
No.
As I'm pumping. I run.
Well, yeah.
Why? Because I was conditioned, 19 years old at the time. I'm like... That's going to explode.
Yeah.
So I run. I literally run like 100 yards away. And then there was nothing. It just
nothing happened.
Just there. The people got out of the car. They were drunk. Huh. And then nothing exploded. And I had to kind of slowly walk back because I was, oddly enough, gassed.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Me and my mom one night had to go to the store when I got home from work. And, it was around Christmas time. And it was a short trip, came back, and my tabby cat, is running all over the house, screaming, and there's something following her on her ass, and it's all different colors. Anyway, oh my God, I wanted to kill my mom. She was tearing up the house when we walked in the door, trying to get away from it, and it was so long, it was longer than her tail. Sticking out of her butt.
Message deleted.
A yarn? Is that what she said? I think I missed what she said was dangling out of her cat's butt.
Some of the Christmas decorations, like
tinsel or something.
Yeah.
Do you put a star on the cat's head? Put presents under it?
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Man, you know that COVID is officially back when the animals at the zoo are getting it.
Dang it. Which animals this time? I know the monkeys got it.
It's a snow leopard. It's a rare snow leopard at the San Diego Zoo has tested positive for COVID-19.
Is he going to be all right?
I think so.
Well, they're saying that cats are more susceptible to COVID than dogs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Even your regular old house cat. If you have a snow leopard in your home, then be worried as well. But
it's San Diego, not Texas. So my guess is the ratio of leopards to indoor leopards probably a lot lower there.
The snow leopard is doing well, showing no additional symptoms.
That's good.
Zoo officials said the female snow leopard and two other leopards that share the same habitat with the male snow leopard are assumed to have been exposed and are being monitored for symptoms, but so far, so good.
So, do we got to put masks on the leopards now?
Good question.
Or if you're handling them, maybe wear a mask.
Can you get COVID from wouldn't that be a story? Like, how did you get COVID? I was handling a snow leopard, a rare snow leopard, and I got it.
I'm wondering, actually, if animals can pass it to humans or if it's only humans pass it to animals.
If we can give it to them, they have to be able to give it to us.
Oh, yeah. Right? Well, I mean, essentially, that's how, right? Bat, LOL. So, yeah, you can.
It wasn't a bat.
It's the considered to be low. Yeah, it was. It definitely wasn't a bat. You're right. But, screw bats, though, right? Am I right?
Yeah. F bats in general, because
all bats, blind. You suck. If any of you are listening this morning, you suck. We hate you.
I do.
And you know what? You ain't going to be able to find us because you're blind, bitch.
Can't even see me.
Yeah, you and your weird-ass John sonar. Cena.
So an American woman is literally kicking ass at the Olympics. She won a gold. So an American woman is a taekwondo star, and it's the first time ever that the 18-year-old has... That an American has ever won gold in taekwondo.
Did you,
USA,
do taekwondo competitions?
I did
when
do
you were
taekwondo.
Younger?
Yes.
Can you point those toes? Can you kick really high?
No.
Oh,
not anymore. I mean, I used to be able to kick high, but it's like I don't still do taekwondo.
Taekwondo don't do it anymore.
I always liked just the body padding and the headgear that they use
it is
for that.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Is that heavy?
You're bare. No, it's just foam, but it's just so inconvenient. You're like, you're not kicking each other that hard, guys. You don't need to be covered in an airbag.
I like it when they do that, just when they're on the one foot and they do almost a Chung Li kick. Mm-hmm. And they just they're jumping forward kicking. I'm like, man, that's cool.
It's impressive. It really is. Well, good for
but
this girl.
Then you're also like, okay, if any of these guys ever fought just an American wrestler. Like, not professional wrestling, but like collegiate wrestler.
Yeah. Instant takedown.
Yeah. All these cool ass kicks. That don't work.
You think that a collegiate wrestler would be able to take down somebody who was a professional taekwondo-er?
Without question.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, really? There's no stronger base in any fighting skill than wrestling.
George St. Pierre, back in his heyday when he was ruling the UFC, I mean, he was a karate guy coming up, and then he just learned how to wrestle, and then he whooped everyone's ass. He barely ever used his karate at all, even though that was his specialty coming up. He just got really, really great training, and obviously he's super talented. By the way, have you seen George St. Pierre with hair?
Yeah.
He
was in Falcon and Winter Soldier. He didn't have hair in that.
He's got tremendous hair. The whole time, he's just been shaving it.
I feel like as a guy,
what a flex!
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
like why? Like, or the guys who wear hats all the time who have a full head of hair.
Great hair.
I know. Like, I got a buddy who wears a hat all the time. He got a full head of hair. I'm like, what are you doing?
You flaunt that, man.
Yeah,
you got it. Flaunt it.
Yeah. Why are you covering up that beautiful hair?
So I have some.
But yeah, no, wrestling is without a doubt
the best.
Yeah, I mean, don't ever fight a wrestler.
Yeah, if you're gonna put your kid in anything and you want him to actually like jujitsu or wrestling.
Or combination of the two.
Or the both.
Yeah.
Just learn to do the takedown and then snap arms.
Yeah, you don't gotta be able to throw
arms.
So this is going to shock you, Mahoney.
What's that, Dave?
But Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox made a movie, and it sucks.
She didn't even show up to the premiere.
Neither of them showed up to the premiere.
Because they knew how bad it was going to be,
I'm
sure.
Stars of this movie? They were just in it.
They were in it.
What's this movie called?
It's called Midnight.
Never heard of it.
Yep, and it's 9% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Is that the critics, or do we know if that's the audience?
I don't know if the Midnight in the Switchgrass is the full name of the movie.
But I mean,
and Bruce Willis is in it. Dave, I hate to break it. There has been some updates.
Oh, there has been.
So it's no longer 9% fresh.
What is it?
It is now 16% fresh.
Man, who are the critics that went and saw this turd and went, you know what? That was pretty good.
Has anybody Riveting fallen story. Further from being a A-list? You know, action star, blockbuster movie star than Bruce Willis. Because every movie that he's in now, it just feels like...
Robert De Niro.
No. Bruce Willis is way worse.
Like, Al Pacino.
No. Those movies are still going to theaters. Bruce Willis's movies are like basically the equivalent of straight to DVD now. Like the last few movies, Bruce Willis hasn't had a fresh movie like in like out of his last 20 movies... Too fresh. Midnight in the Switchgrass. Out for Death. Cosmic
what?
Sin. Hard
what?
Kill. Survive
what?
The Night.
What?
Breach.
Never heard
10
of any
Minutes
of these.
Gone what? Is 0% fresh. You've got Trauma Center.
What?
Death Wish.
Has anyone
Acts
heard of any
violence,
of these? What is going on
No,
here?
This is what I'm saying, Dave. Like, Bruce Willis has fallen so far. Even worse, I would say he's gone
Wait,
even further off
on.
The road than Nick Cage.
No, hold on. You take that back.
No, Nicolas Cage at least comes out. At least I have one for you that
maybe can challenge Bruce Willis on being terrible. John Travolta.
Don't you?
But I don't think John Travolta was ever at the level that Bruce Willis was.
Do you still want to sex John Travolta?
I still have this. I romanticize old John Travolta.
Yeah,
and his like Saturday Night Fever hot pants, like walking down.
It ain't like that.
Bee Gees.
You would still. The background you'd still hook up making. With John Travolta given the opportunity.
Dave,
not today, John Travolta.
Okay, all right.
Just like it would be really hard for me to like want to like make love to Leonardo DiCaprio. First name, his name is Leonardo. Nardo.
Yeah, well, I mean, I could.
Yeah. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle song would just be playing in my head over and over.
For who? Oh, Leonardo?
Leonardo leads, Donatello does machines. Raphael is cool, but give me a break.
I bet
Michelangelo
he would really love making love to you.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout?
All right, Mahoney, give us your confidence level today. How you feeling? Because you have been losing this game like crazy.
1,000,000% I'm going to win. Bet on it. Bank it. Take it to the bank. Cash that check. Swipe that debit card through your butt crack. Do whatever you got to do. Mm-hmm. I'm winning.
Okay, leave. So here's how this works. You guys are going to be asked the same questions. There's a total of six, meaning that there is a pass today. And Audrey, you do have the lifeline of asking the audience on any questions, should you so choose.
Okie dokie. Hopefully I don't have to.
Yeah. Well, last time you chose not to use it.
Because
until you
I feel
get
like
to
it's
end.
A cheat. I feel like I'm cheating.
Oh, come on. You're allowed to cheat. You have a hall pass. So a total of six, and you, Mahoney is across the hall right now in a soundproof studio. So good luck to you. Here is question number one. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What Egyptian goddess shares her name with a militant extremist group?
Well, the only Egyptian princess person that I can think of is like Cleopatra.
Is there a militant extremist group by the name of Cleopatra? Or do you want to use a pass or ask the audience?
Antifa?
Antifa. I don't think there was an Egyptian goddess named Antifa.
I don't know. Black Panthers? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I have got nothing.
Do you want to pass?
Sure. I'm going to pass.
Okay. All right. ISIS. ISIS was the correct answer.
ISIS.
Okay. Pass is burnt. Here we go.
Getting there.
Five more questions. You do have one lifeline. Should you use it? Who is the Greek god of music?
Pass again.
You cannot pass again, but you do have an ask the audience.
I'll ask the audience.
Okay. So who is the Greek god of music? 833-YO-DUMMY if you want to text us this morning, or we can go to the, oh boy, go into the chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney. You're not getting any help.
No. But I will say somebody in the chat did also think it was Cleopatra, or maybe they were making fun of me for saying that. Oh no, someone said Kanye, someone said Jimi Hendrix, someone said Apollo. What is that one? Kratos? I don't know. Apollo?
833
question mark. Oh no. This is the first time you guys let me down. Apollo. That's coming in three times. I don't know.
You going with Apollo?
I guess, yes.
That is correct.
Oh, thank
you. Well done, audience.
Thank you so much, Trev.
Kyle with the old porn star Katie Morgan. Good reference. All right. Well.
Joel, thank you. Someone said corn.
Kyle said Machine Gun Kelly.
Cher.
Great God of music.
Goodness gracious. Mike Jones.
Okay. Ooh. No more lifelines. You have one correct. Okay.
Oh, okay. This is going great. Go.
The atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima in which decade? What?
In which decade?
Yeah.
So, like, that, my answer could be like the 20s or the 30s. I'm going to say in the 40s.
The 40s is correct. Well done. There you go. Okay. Two corrects. Question number four. What does DC stand for in electrical terminology?
Direct conductor.
Close. No. Direct current.
Current.
Close. Which period came first, the Jurassic or the Triassic?
Oh, man.
You got a 50-50 shot here.
The Triassic one.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. You got three right. Final question. How many tablespoons are in one cup?
I hate these questions. I always have to ask my husband because I never know. I don't know how many. I don't even know if. Like the half measures and all of that?
Yeah.
Oh, no. How many teaspoons are in a, huh?
Tablespoons are in one cup.
Oh, that's a lot of tablespoons. 36 tablespoons?
No.
Okay.
16. 16 was the correct answer.
Never would have guessed.
So Mahoney is going to make his way back in. Same questions going to him. Let's see how he fares today. Welcome back, Mahoney.
Uh-huh.
That was a little complicated, Mahoney. Sorry it took me so long.
Yeah.
I really think. Okay. Really had to use my noggin there.
Here we go. What? Question number one, what Egyptian goddess shares her name with a militant extremist group?
Isis.
Isis is correct.
Wow.
With ease.
I used to love that name, too. Like, I know, it's just a beautiful name.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. If I have another daughter, I'm going to name her Taliban.
Yeah.
All right, question number two.
Doesn't have the same, same ring.
Who is the Greek god of music?
I know this one.
Doesn't seem like you know this one.
I do know this one.
Doesn't sound like you know this one.
Why don't you stop talking?
You I'm start
a
answering.
I'm a pass.
Pass? Okay. Apollo.
Yeah.
Apollo. On to question number three.
I loved him in Rocky.
The atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima in which decade?
The 40s.
Yeah. Two correct.
1945, I believe, exactly.
What does DC stand for in electrical terminology? DC.
Direct current?
Direct current is right. Yeah.
What the heck? You're a genius.
You got three correct so far. Two more questions, no more passes. Which period came first, the Jurassic or the Triassic?
I love the band Jurassic 5. I love Tri-Tip. Mm-hmm. Which do I love more? The Triassic.
That is correct.
Dude, he's
always
got a
go
brain.
To red meat for the answers. Very nice.
That's right.
Final question. How many
stay golden.
How many tablespoons are in one cup? You've been cooking a lot. You should know this. How many tablespoons are in one cup?
Is it 10?
It is not.
What is it, four?
It is four?
I don't know.
Tablespoons in a cup?
Man, I don't know.
Tom in chat said 69.
It is not 69. How many? It's 16.
16? Well, what?
You got four correct. Audrey got three correct. You win.
Can we just switch to, like, the metric system for cooking and everything else?
No. This is America.
Like, I don't know the difference between a tablespoon and a teaspoon.
I don't either.
A teaspoon smaller.
Yeah,
teaspoon.
But like, how much smaller?
Everything's a tablespoon also, in my house.
Yeah.
You're getting a tablespoon of something. Like, everything is going to be a tablespoon. The teaspoon does not exist in my home.
You don't have teaspoons in your house?
No.
What do you... What?
I just eyeball
it. It comes with the set of silverware. You have teaspoons.
I throw them away.
No. Whether you want to recognize them or not, teaspoons exist in your house.
They do not exist in my home.
You get a whole-ass new set of silverware, and you're going to go throw away all your teaspoons.
I did. Straight to the trash.
You are a liar.
Straight to the trash.
Who would do that?
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Man, I don't know if it's... Is it legal to marry a machine? I don't think so, right?
Depends on where you are. If it's your cousin, then Arkansas is a go.
Okay. All right. So,
but
this
you got to be blood related.
I mean, this does sound like marriage material, does it not? There is a there's a new Lamborghini, and they're saying that it does all kinds of stuff. So it comes with an Alexa built in. You can control the core car mechanisms with it, including the volume and air conditioning. But they say that we've also got smart home gear, and the possibilities are endless. From the cockpit of this vehicle, you can command an Alexa-enabled robot vacuum cleaner to clean up your kitchen when you're home or not.
How is it going to clean? What is it going to, like, open your door and get into your kitchen?
No, they're saying that this technology, basically they're showcasing it in this new Lamborghini, but they're showcasing this new technology saying, hey, you're able to do all kinds of stuff with it. So while you're driving down the road, you can go, hey, Lamborghini, clean my kitchen as I'm on the way home, and it'll send out its little vacuum.
So it just activates a Roomba.
Yeah, basically.
That's not really that impressive.
No. I need somebody to wipe off the countertops. Like, I want, like, a, what was that little robot in the Jetsons?
Rosie.
How do we not have a Rosie yet?
Yeah,
it's 2021. That was science that we're supposed to be having in, like, Y2K.
We're out here watching a robot shoot baskets from half court with ease.
We got dog robots.
Yeah, and somehow we don't have one that, like, actually cleans the house properly. What's going on here?
Seems fake.
So... I went to a outlet mall over the weekend.
Because you had a kick-ass weekend?
Well, yeah, because that's what you do on the weekends. Uh-huh. You want to turn it up. You're like, I'm going to go save some money at the outlet mall.
Do you want to tell everyone which store you went there for?
Yeah, I was going to the Lululemon store, because the Lululemon outlet, because I don't want to pay $120 for their pants, but I bought a pair, like regular pair.
Leggings? Make your ass look good?
No, normal pants. They're commission Warp Stream pants, and they are... Very, I can lunge as deep as I want in those. They're very, very,
you're very not lunging.
Oh, I could though. Yeah, I lunged just to test out the elasticity of the crotch.
Oh my God, you're such a dad. You're sitting here in the Lululemon store, lunging when you're Brooks Beast.
These
lunge friendly pants.
It's about comfort, my friend. And once you understand that comfort is life, then you will ascend to my level of. Happiness. But I'm at the outlet mall.
Yeah, you seem
real
happy.
And as I'm parking, you know, like there's a Ferrari in the parking garage.
Man, you can't bring a Ferrari to the discount mall.
And that's how the rich stay rich.
And they were like honking. I'm like, what are you, like, you can't be flexing on people. You're at the outlet mall.
Yeah.
You're buying bootleg ass Levi's with the extra stuff on the tag.
Wait, is that what the outlets are? I thought it was just stuff that was like two seasons ago.
Well, there's
both.
It's both.
Really?
Yeah. There's like
some
the
of some
cheaper
of screwed
made
up
and,
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Seconds.
Yeah.
Things like
stuff
that.
Stuff that's
but
been
like,
returned.
I just thought it was really funny that, like, okay.
Do they still have the Ed Hardy store there?
No.
That's gone now.
The Ed Hardy store is gone from our outlet mall.
No, but it's okay. It's like a phoenix. It will rise from the ashes. We will see a new Ed Hardy outlet.
You think that
version.
Ed Hardy will make a comeback?
I bet that somebody somewhere is going to try.
At the South Outlet Mall, though, Dave, there is a Affliction store.
There is.
No, the Affliction store. Okay. And I've never seen a single person in there, not even working. I think they're just,
they're like, just come in and just take it. Go ahead, just take it.
I'm on Ed Hardy's website.
They still have a website?
They do. I'm not going to lie.
How much is a shirt?
Oh, my God. She likes it.
Some of them are like reasonable, like $60.
$60? That's not reasonable. Okay, so Audrey has tried to bring
look
back.
Look how cool that shirt is.
No, that's not cool. That looks
It doesn't even say Ed Hardy on it. It's pink
tie-dye.
Pink tie-dye. No, it looks like American traditional tattoo. Like, with a skull and an eagle, because America, that's a perfect Olympic shirt.
It's got a skull and
nothing
an eagle.
Nothing says patriotism like a skull eating a eagle beat eating a skull. Oh, there's a snake in there, too.
Oh, of
Hell
course
yeah.
Audrey, on the very back of the shirt, it says painted by, quote-unquote, Ed.
Oh, yeah, Yeah. Well, you gotta have. They gotta let him know. That's his art.
You think that Ed Hardy? See, of all the brands that were out there, is there any that jumped the shark more than Ed Hardy?
No. When Michael Lohan and John Gosselin were together, hanging out on a pontoon,
they're going to a pontoon party together, where I think John Gosselin was DJing on the pontoon, and Michael Lohan was there, and they're sitting there walking. I remember that picture distinctly.
Ruined Ed Hardy.
It ruined Ed Hardy in a
moment.
As
it should have.
Yes.
It woke us all up from the True Religion affliction Ed Hardy haze that we were in 2008.
We were all blinded by the bedazzle.
Yeah. Like, your butt is sparkling like a disco ball, man.
Bring it back. I'm here for it. Bring it back. Bring back the trash.
This is such a trashy show.
It's fine. What do you mean? Why are you saying with such disdain and disgust?
We should be better than this.
We should be better than this, and we're not.
We've been looking for you.
Who's got the warrant?
So Ian goes out onto the streets, and we call this the most dangerous game in radio because it actually is. I mean, he's out there talking to people that he's approaching people that look like they could have an active warrant out for their arrest. And you found yourself a hot spot, huh?
I sure did, Dave. It's really tough sometimes to find just that one spot. And I don't want to be driving around, especially with gas prices being so high right
now. Sure, yeah.
I got a kid on the way. Mm-hmm. I'm losing money. Yeah. But at the same time, I did find a wonderful spot. I'm not going to say exactly where it is. There is a very, very...
High concentration
of criminals over there. Also a fast food restaurant that I think has been shut down twice.
Okay.
Already. And it's already...
Why has it been shut down due to...
Health
like,
reasons.
Health violations?
Or people just up and quitting.
Ah.
The mutiny, yes, at the White Castle. yes, so I met three individuals.
Is that like a Panic at the Disco tribute band mutiny at the White Castle?
So today, this is the first time we've ever had two separate people not want to give their names.
Two anonymous ones.
Yeah,
right.
So just to make this less confusing, we were calling one anonymous and then another just sales lady.
Okay.
And then we also have Milo. It's quite the group today, guys.
All right, Audrey, you get the option. Do you want to hear from Anonymous, Sales Lady, or Milo first?
I
want to
hear from Sales Lady.
Sales Lady first. Okay, so we're all trying to figure this out together. There's only one of these people that has an active warrant out for their arrest. And you can feel free to weigh in if you're watching on Twitch, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney. You can chime in there or, of course, on the text line as well at 833-YO-DUMMY. Here is contestant number one.
Do you want to give your name or no?
Absolutely not.
Okay, now if you don't mind me asking, how old are you? Are you single, married, divorced? What do you do for a living?
I'm 65.
And you look good for 65. All right, now has anybody locked down this 65-year-old yet or no?
Oh, yeah.
And then what do you do for money?
Sell vacations to Vegas, which is really tough when people have an unfavorable opinion.
So, all right, now have you ever been arrested before?
Yeah.
How many times?
Two or three times on false pretenses, but... It's kept me here, and I want to move.
She wants out.
Okay. Wait. Did she have a fake accent at the beginning, and then it went away?
Yes.
Interesting.
She broke character.
And she was hammered, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And she's 65.
No.
She's not 65.
She is definitely a lot younger than 65.
Why was she lying about her age?
Is she on the run? Maybe she is, or maybe she's hammered, or maybe it's Maybelline.
Everything about that seems sus.
So,
does it not?
And she was a timeshare seller.
Supposedly,
is that what she was?
That's the one thing. That's one thing we're supposed to believe in all of that. I feel like this lady is
those
just
people
a,
are crooks, though. So
a lady who just lies.
If you're willing to sell timeshares to a tourist destination, then you're my guess is the chances you have a warrant are pretty high.
Okay. I'll put a big question mark next to that.
Yeah, it's a sales lady.
Ian, iRock in our chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney said maybe it's Maybelline. No, or maybe it's methamphetamine.
Maybe it's methamphetamine.
That does have a ring to it, doesn't it?
Methamphetamine.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's meth.
Amphetamine.
Oh, yeah. All right. Anonymous, the second one. Let's just go ahead and just keep it going.
All right, we're playing Who's Got the Warrant, and ma'am, do you want to give your name?
No, I do not want to give my name.
All right. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you? Are you single, married, divorced? What do you do for a living?
I am single.
Okay. All right. You're cruising around in this thing, and that's a nice chair.
Yes, it is. Somebody gave it to me. It was just sitting at their church and got it to me.
Well, that's a nice person. Now, have you ever
that's a lovely person.
Have you ever been arrested before?
Years ago, many years ago, I was arrested.
For what?
Oh, I ain't going to tell you that.
Oh, my God. I love her.
I love her, too. And she was anonymous? That was anonymous?
That was anonymous as well.
And the thing you were talking about was a rascal, correct?
She was in a mobility scooter.
Oh, okay.
Yes, she was.
So
great moo-moo, too.
I have a theory that if you are and hear me out on this. So if you have a warrant, you would be out on the run. And then if you're a rascal, you definitely can't be out on the run. So you would be...
You're only running at a certain mile per hour.
No, no, you're not running
at
11
miles per hour.
You're scooting away. So I don't think this lady, she sound that laugh sounds way too nice
no,
to have
I know.
A
She sounds
warrant.
So fun.
I
want
to hug her. Many years ago, I was arrested.
For oh, what? I love her.
Oh, I ain't going to tell you that.
I love her so much.
Okay, yeah, no way that Miss Anonymous has
no,
a warrant.
No warrant on that one. I think that we're all in agreement.
Yeah.
Let's go to the third and final contestant, and who's got the warrant?
All right, we're playing Who's Got the Warrant. Do you want to give your name?
Milo.
All right, Milo. If you don't mind me asking, single, married, divorce, how old are you? What do you do for a living?
I'm separated and I'm a salesman.
Very nice. All right. Now, have you ever had any run-ins with the law in the past?
Yeah, a couple.
A couple? Okay. Anything serious?
Sort of.
Sort of serious? Like, did you do time serious?
A little bit.
Okay. How was it in there?
Not that great.
There was a whole ass airplane that flew over your head.
That sounded like a truck.
Sort of.
Sort of serious. Like, did you do time serious?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, all right.
It's got, why are you putting attention on the plane?
No, I just...
I'm trying to do my job over here.
No, I know.
You're deflecting from the game.
You want him to get out there and tell that plane to be quiet?
Am I going
to
do a plane street segment now? Is that what I got to do now?
You chose a spot right by the airport.
We have a very small city. Everywhere is by the airport, technically.
True.
Shut
that
up.
That is so true.
Does Milo have a warrant, yes or no?
Milo seemed a little suspect.
He did seem
suspect. When he says he's a salesman, who says that they're just a salesman?
What
are you selling?
He said he did. He did not want to go back though.
Yeah, he sounded scared.
Yeah, like something happened in jail.
Yeah.
Oh, howdy do.
I think Milo, especially,
he's like, I was somebody's bitch.
I'm so sad. Don't make me go back there. That's why he's on the run.
Well, that's why
and I think he's got the warrant.
And you think
Milo's got the warrant.
He's separated, so he's separated from his significant other in prison.
And if you're a salesman, you're not saying what your sales are. You're a drug.
Are we creating Who's Got the Warrant fan fiction right now?
Yes.
About Milo.
Yes.
Okay, so we're all in agreement that number two, the lady and the rascal does not have a warrant. Right?
She does not.
Let's try to confirm that.
Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest?
I do not. Don't nobody want me but God.
Oh man. And the Dave Mountain Morning Show.
Hell yeah.
All right, we got to make a decision quickly here. Which one is it?
I am going with the first anonymous sales lady.
Okay, let's see if you are correct.
Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest?
Absolutely not.
Oh,
sorry.
Hey.
That means that Audrey is correct. Mr.
Salesman.
Mr. Milo has a warrant.
Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest?
That's questionable.
Do you have a warrant out for your arrest?
Probably just something minor.
Minor like what? What are you, trespassing?
Nah, I finished that one already. Probably just the courts.
You miss a court date?
Somewhere along those lines.
Okay, let's go.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
So Audrey is at that phase of life where she still has to go to... How many weddings do you think you've been to in the past... I mean, 2020 was a wash, right?
Because
all the
COVID
stuff. But in the past 2 years, how many weddings?
Probably two handfuls of weddings.
And that's during COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, it was, but all very close people
down.
Who I needed to go to.
Yeah,
like, my
no,
best
I'm saying,
friends are starting
down.
To get married. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're all reaching that age where
30 is like that.
30 is the cusp of either you've already been married and now you're having babies, or you're starting to get married and because you've been together for 10 years through college
still,
and being
you're
very
still
poor.
Going to weddings of people you just kind of know. Or you feel obligated because you did know in your 20s.
I was before I moved out west. Like,
right.
If I was in your area and you sent me an invitation, of course, if we're friends, I'll go.
Well, so it's one thing to go to somebody's wedding if it's down the road, right? But,
for
I mean,
sure.
It's a pretty big ask to ask somebody to fly across
the country.
To go to a wedding. But you have, I've never heard of this until recently, and maybe it's just become more of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But putting the burden on the people that you're inviting to your wedding to have to participate by spending a whole bunch of money? Is
thousands.
That just a girl thing?
Oh, yeah, for the bachelorette trip.
There's a bachelorette
the
trip, but there's like you have to buy your own dress and stuff, too.
Tell us
and
what's
themes.
Going on with this.
Okay, so, you know, usually there's a bunch of themes that are for weddings. Like the color schemes, they'll change from season to season. And if you have this idea in your head, especially for the aesthetic, for the pictures, you want it to look a certain way. I understand that from a perspective of from the bridesmaids to the groomsmen to the maid of honor, matron of honor, whatever, best man. if you want a color scheme, that's that makes sense.
Pretty normal.
But here's my question.
Yeah.
Is it out of, is it tacky? We'll call it tacky. Is it tacky if you then ask for the color scheme to seep into the guests?
So somebody that's not even in the wedding.
Someone who's not in the wedding.
Like,
so
if
I know
you want me
girl,
to wear all white, like, I would wear all white or all black if that was somebody's
easy
thing. Yeah.
Usually you have somebody, everybody's got black.
Like,
you
or
know what
all,
I mean?
Or if everybody's wearing white because it's like a beach wedding.
Exactly.
Somewhere.
Like a beach, sure, in like I, white and linen.
And I look good in linen.
I bet you do. No, you that's do very oh, on brand for you.
Oh, yeah. I got that shirt, like button, like four buttons are open. Oh. Chest is just bulging out. Yeah, that's a good look for me.
So
wearing
those
shoes
are things,
with no socks.
Those are things that usually somebody would not mind because you could re-wear it again.
Even me, yeah, I would have no problem with that.
So because you go cruising.
Yep.
So there's a girl that I know who is actually asking her all of her guests to wear jewel tones. It's a jewel toned wedding.
What is
it's
a
supposed
jewel
to be
tone?
Like so, like emeralds or sapphires. So like those dark, rich tones. If you think emerald green,
so crap,
like
you probably
gonna,
don't have.
They're good. Yeah. Something that's just not already in your closet. And she's even going above and beyond to then start sending links of like possibilities for you to wear.
Like you have to buy this dress.
Hang on,
this would
be awesome
my
on you. Here's this
guest?
$300 dress for
a
you to buy.
$250,
but we're round for the dramatics. $300
well,
dress
tax,
after tax and shipping and all of that.
That's obscene.
It's like,
that's
hey,
obscene.
I would really like it if you would wear this dress.
Cool,
and
but you're not getting a
she's
gift.
The bride, so how do you say no?
If
just show up wearing whatever you want.
True. Just, yeah, because she's not going to pay attention to you
or,
during your wedding anyways. Yeah. But
or that is 100% your gift. Like, you get nothing else.
Right.
Like, at that point. But honestly, if there's that many steps, unless you are my best friend, and if you were my best friend and you would ask that, I would be like, who have you, why have you been abducted by aliens and replaced, asking me the stupid stuff.
Right.
I mean, I'm not, like, anybody who, even family members at this point, I would be like, no, probably not. You can pay for it. You want me to wear that? Then you can pay for it.
See,
if it's over $300,
yeah,
like, I'm going to wear a suit. That's what you wear or whatever. But if I have to spend $300, that is asking
way too much. And, I mean, does this girl live close? So she's
yeah,
just driving
so she's
down
not
the road.
Be traveling.
She's travel, but
and it
the travel
is like
part
a best
a
friend
thing
type of situation where it's
well,
like,
why isn't she in
her,
the wedding?
No, it's her husband's brother's best friend or
get
something through affiliation,
that,
but it's like through the grapevine they're really close too, but not close enough for her to be in the wedding, blah blah blah. But the ask, I feel like, and I agree with you, Mahoney, if you were going to ask me to wear a dress that I'm probably never gonna wear again, that
hey,
is
you pay for it
very because if
I mean
if
the
it's,
gall of some people to ask for something. I mean, I have a guilt complex where I won't even ask somebody to give me a ride to the airport.
Oh, I don't either.
You
oh
know?
Period.
I don't
nope.
I don't want to have to ask anyone for any help
or
ever.
Watching my house while I'm out of town.
No.
Or my neighbor picking up a package for me.
Yeah.
When I can't, like that, I feel
the same way
horrible about that.
But I mean the gall like to, hey, you have to wear a $300 dress that you're never gonna wear again. But Audrey, you deal with this stuff all of the time. Can we talk about the dog thing on the radio, or is that off limits?
But you can go ahead, yeah.
Okay, so
what happened with this?
Somebody texted Audrey the other day and asked her to watch their dog while they went out of town for
a month.
Oh, no.
Hey, can you watch my dog for a month?
She's already got two dogs in her house, just got rid of a third dog that
was
living
there. Who are these people that have the gall to be like, hey, can you watch my dog for a month?
And you give me crap about not like being obsessed with dachshunds and not having a dachshund.
It's kind of weird.
No, I love dachshunds. They're the cutest little dogs ever. I like the big ones that are
long hair.
Yeah, I love their disposition. They're just cute dogs. But the reason we don't have a dog is because we do like
you
to travel
yeah,
or even just go out of town for the weekend. And I don't want to saddle my mom with or you because I know you won't do it.
I won't do it
with a dog for. A month or a couple of days.
Yeah.
A month is obscene. That kind of ask is unreal.
I just can't imagine having that sort of ability to ask somebody.
Is it unawareness? Is it social unawareness? Because I really
I think
feel
they're like serial killer.
Or is it they just think that, like, well, if I don't ask, the answer is already no?
Yeah, but like the worst they could say is no. But the guilt complex that comes
oh
with it,
God.
I'm with you that if they have the audacity to ask that of me, I then feel so bad saying no because then I feel like it's a mandatory ask. Like if somebody is really wanting that of me because they know.
That's crazy.
I don't even want to have to say no.
Exactly.
That makes me a dick. You're making me
exactly
be a dick.
That's what I'm
like,
saying
that's,
too.
You're putting me in a bad situation all the way around here for
it's
doing
my
this.
Wedding, or you're my friend. Why don't you want to help me out?
Audrey, Shane in our chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney said, hey, can I get Audrey's number? I need someone to wash my truck while I'm out of town.
As long as I get to use your truck whenever I need to move.
Oh.
Yeah, How the tables turn.
Tit for tat right there.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So, Ian, you managed to muscle it up to number one at the box office. Old, the new M. Night Shyamalan movie, where they're on a beach and then they get old, is out. And
it looks
number
good.
One at the box
you
office.
You saw that?
Was it good?
I did. I did enjoy it. Very M. Night Shyamalan. I just think it's a little off his kind of routine. It's not really that big of a shock at the end. I'm not going to spoil anything. But it was the good kind of suspense thriller that we're used to with M. Night Shyamalan. I fell asleep in the theater.
Isn't it Shyamalan?
Shyamalan?
Yeah, Shyamalan.
Shyamalan?
Shyamalan.
Shyamalan?
He's saying like Shaman. Very Wisconsin-esque.
Amalon.
He's saying like...
Shyamalan.
Shyamalan. Like...
No, he was not.
Like Shyamalan you?
Shyamalan you. was it very much like the predictableness of The Village?
Oh, The Village. I hate that movie
Which one of you predicted The Village right at the beginning?
Me. I knew it in the first 10 minutes.
from the jump, you're like, yeah, this is obvious.
I feel like you will probably get this one within the first 50.
So,
yeah. Really?
Yeah. The movie Old, 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, and the audience score, usually much higher than the critics, unless it's like an art piece or whatever, but this one is not. Only 51%.
And I think it's because they didn't have that big twist at the end.
Oh.
It was kind of anticlimactic.
The
still
only
a good movie,
good
though.
M. Night Shyamalan movie ever was...
Sixth Sense.
The Sixth Sense.
No.
Like, that was the
Signs.
Only one that let...
Signs.
Splinter.
The Happening.
Unbreakable.
Unbreakable. Glass.
Sucks.
Split.
We're coming up with
he's
a lot of great
movies. He's got great movies, actually.
They're all terrible.
He's got something on Apple Plus, which
Avatar, The
that?
Last Airbender.
Isn't it like one of the Jonas Brothers
in it? No, I'm too busy watching Ted Lasso on loop. You know. Which, by the way, Ted Lasso's back.
Just quit with your plug.
Okay, we understand.
See,
wonderful.
If you're going to keep plugging this, then as soon as Perry Mason season whatever is going to come out, then we're going to have this from Mahoney. It's going to be Perry Mason and Ted Lasso fighting every day.
I can't believe that you haven't watched Ted Lasso.
Oh, my God.
Season 4 of Westworld. Where's that at?
I mean, you watch all sorts of trash TV. Don't sit here and roll your eyes like you're too good for Ted Lasso.
My TV... picks are immaculate. I just finished The Wire. Man, tell me that's bad. Tell me The Wire is a bad
we
show.
We started watching that show, Sexy Beasts.
Oh, that looks so
it's
terrible.
So stupid.
Is it based
it's
on
so
the movie?
Stupid. No, it's a dating show.
Where they dress up like furries.
Yeah, like furries, essentially, and they eliminate people based on, you know, how they feel about them, whether or not they're connecting. And
it looks so
it is.
Why
so
would you
bad.
Start that?
There was
probably
nothing
for,
else.
You on edibles. That is the only
I
time.
I was high on drugs.
I bet that'd be great. A great little comedy set if you were on edibles.
There's a really good movie starring Ben Kingsley called Sexy Beast where he plays a gangster.
Oh, no.
This is not it.
This is the opposite of that.
Okay.
This is a Netflix dating show.
Oh,
and it is as bad as you would think.
Yeah.
So Jennifer Lopez, she celebrated her 52nd birthday over the weekend, and man, she looks insane.
She looks
amazing. So
and they recreated him, or Ben Affleck and J-Lo recreated that that booty grabs pick
from Jenny on the Block or whatever. Mm-hmm. Does he just look miserable though?
No.
No, he actually looks like he looked pretty happy.
I see.
I like. This.
I see that misery in his
you're
eyes.
You're projecting, Dave.
Yeah, no,
really,
Dave.
I'm with you, Farrah. I completely see it. I think he is a broken individual.
He looks
and
broken
every single day. I know addiction is an everyday battle, but I don't think there's coming back for Ben Affleck. He broke himself too
really?
Hard.
Really, I feel like
after
he's
the Phoenix tattoo,
turning it around.
No, don't turn around because
I feel like both
horrible.
Of them. I feel like they're coming back. They're reuniting. It's like when you've been separated for as long as they were, and then they get back together. I don't know.
Look at
I
just look
sad.
He's smiling while they're making out. He has a smile through the makeup.
It's
how
all
do you
forced.
Even do that? That's talent.
The sadness is in his eyes.
Look at that. He's smiling you. Here. Wow, another smiling picture. Wow.
No, Dave, I'm looking at the picture of him grabbing her butt, and he's like, "God damn, that's a nice ass."
Yeah,
no,
it is
look,
a nice
look,
ass.
Look at his eyes. He looks like he's dreading
he's,
something.
He's focused.
He's a look like
laser
he's, things are about to come to a conclusion, if you know what I'm saying.
No, he's like, I can't achieve an erection is what that looks
no,
like.
No, it does
yeah,
not.
Yeah, it does.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Organizing stickers. You heard me right. Organizing stickers. But I did try to get my wife to put a David Mahoney sticker on her car, and she said no. But if she does see me putting it on there, she's probably going to hit me over the head with a frying pan.
Message deleted.
We appreciate the support, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, why won't your wife put a Dave Mahoney sticker on her car?
I don't like any stickers. Though. It's not just a Dave and Mahoney sticker. I mean, yeah, if she has a bunch of... I want a sticker free car. I feel like bumper stickers, even if you put them on the glass is the only acceptable place.
Absolutely.
These days. I feel like you have... You talk about chaotic, crazy, crackhead energy, Dave. Bumper stickers on bumpers. That is... chaotic energy.
Don't do it.
But how else am I going to encourage everyone to coexist?
Yeah, how am I going to tell people what mountains I've climbed?
Oh my gosh.
How are you going to know that I ran a marathon?
How are you going to know that my kid's on the honors club?
Ooh, the kids where it's like 40 kids in a row, and then you also got the dog and the cat on there. Like, get off her. Like, just stop it. Like birth control, y'all. Like, I mean, seriously. I saw one the other day, the coexist sticker. But it was like all guns. I was like, who am I behind? It was like, who am I behind? And I need to start going slower because I'm scared.
I appreciate anybody evangelizing for our show, but I get it. Like stickers, like maybe on your laptop. I feel like laptop stickers.
Oh, yeah. That's very college.
Unless you're like a DJ. Like, don't take stickers off your damn laptop, man. What are you doing?
I feel like that's a very college thing, too. At least it was for me.
If
like
I was ever on like a news show, I would have like
Ian has
like
a bunch of stickers.
A Wu-Tang one on there.
You put a Wu-Tang thing on.
There's a guy that does that.
The whitest
dude.
The whitest dude ever. He's got a Wu-Tang thing. You're on like, sure. Ian's got stickers all over his coffee mug.
Yeah.
And I do have a David Mahoney sticker on
but
there,
but not
actually.
On his car.
But not on your car.
Never on my car. No.
Why?
And I don't blame him
because I plan on getting rid of that car, and
you
I
just
don't
got it.
But I got to plan ahead, plan for the future, and that lowers the resale value.
The window is the only place,
huh?
Because like, but on the actual bumper is crazy.
I cannot believe that you are on the radio on the Dave Mahoney show, encouraging people not to put Dave Mahoney stickers on their car.
Times are tough, Dave.
I get it. I'm not an unreasonable man, Dave. I mean, if you do it,
your
cool.
wife is out of control, Zach. Yeah,
he's a man of the people.
Put it on there.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Did any of you have big scandals go on at your high school? I had a teacher that got divorced and then immediately married another teacher. You know they were fooling around.
Message deleted.
That's not that big of a scandal.
That's not much of a scandal, yeah.
We had a scandal where it was like very well known that the principal and one of the teachers were seeing each other, and they would like lock each other, like they would lock the doors like whenever they were hanging out.
Others?
They did. And then divorced said significant others after years. I ended up leaving that school as you do
together?
Whenever you grade up.
Yeah.
Stay together, and then they got married.
Oh, that's a sweet story.
That's great. That worked out.
Minus, you know, like the whole infidelity. But yeah. It worked out for them in the end.
I like how they're like, let's bang at school.
At school.
School hours, too.
All the kids knew about it?
Oh, all of us did.
So
wow.
At my school, the gym coach was 1,000% hooking up with girls.
Oh, we had a teacher that was like
female
that
gym coach?
No, it was a male who used to play for a NFL team.
Ooh.
Which and NFL team?
I don't really want to say because the one here.
Oh no.
Oh, really?
That's not good.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So, I mean, this is but he played for them like
a million years ago.
I mean, and I don't even know, like I think it was like half a season. It wasn't anything big, but it was like, you know, he's a high school gym coach in Missouri. So it wasn't exactly like this guy was rolling off that, but everybody knew that there was three girls who were always like one was a good friend of mine, 100% was sleeping with this guy.
So bad.
Oh my God. Gina is talking about high school scandals. Our track coach was hooking up with students too. Then somebody hit him with their car while he was biking and killed him, like on purpose.
Sounds like it.
Woo.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, if you are a man who is having sex with teenage girls, I'm not sorry that you got hit by a car.
No,
sir.
Yeah.
No, man. That's like, on you. Dirty.
Sounds like you got an easy way out there.
But like it was the 90s, so it was like it wasn't like we saw these scandals. Like the only one that was even in the realm was the Mary Kay Letourneau one, which I think didn't she just die not too long ago? RIP. Yeah.
I had a middle school teacher, and it was always like the coach / bus driver / history teacher.
Yeah.
Who would pop thongs?
Pop songs.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Because it was the whale tail era?
But that wasn't the 2000s. That was like 2007.
No, it wasn't. I was in high school then. Middle school. Oh. Like younger middle school.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Popping thongs and putting water bottles of girls because it was like whenever like the tanks with the Vs were really popular. Do you remember that? So you put the tank top. You would put water bottles. If you had too much cleavage, you would try and shove a water bottle in between your shirt.
What?
Yeah. And one time made me sit on his lap in front of the entire class.
Hell no.
Is he still teaching?
I don't think so.
That is unbelievable.
I hope he got hit by a car, too.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So this is a crazy story. I mean, we've heard a lot of different stories over the years. Like that one cop in Florida got busted recently because he'd been planting drugs on people. Like 26 people.
I saw the
like
video.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, the video of it. And you're like, thank God there was a video because this piece of garbage. Like, if you're willing to put evidence or fake evidence to try to put somebody in prison, like, your penalty should be quadrupled.
You're a terrible cop and you're a terrible detective.
You're the worst person on the planet.
Of course. Well, above all
well,
else.
But listen to this. So you think planting evidence is bad. Two South African police officers were arrested on kidnapping charges after they grabbed an innocent stranger off the street to replace a prisoner who had escaped while they were supposed to be watching him.
So they lost a prisoner.
They lost a prisoner.
And their solution.
And then they just went and kidnapped some random dude who was walking down the street.
Well, at least they're, you know, being proactive.
Dude.
God, that's wild.
Yeah.
Talk about being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
I mean, and imagine if they hadn't gotten caught. That guy would have just been in prison for the rest of his life.
He was a homeless guy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, that's terrible.
So, and he hadn't done anything wrong, but of course, everyone in jail is lying, saying they didn't do anything wrong and don't belong to be in jail. So they didn't.
It took a little while
to figure out that this guy was actually telling the truth and had not done anything wrong.
So is he going to sue now? I think that's a pretty open.
It didn't say, but I mean,
case.
I would imagine that. I mean, it's the cops are in big trouble, as you would suspect. Yeah. So they're getting prosecuted for what they did.
Oh, imagine those two cops being in jail.
Yeah. Good luck. So I don't know how in the hell this happens, but a fisher, somebody who's out fishing in South Carolina, felt a tug on the end of their line and ended up reeling
in.
Did
you just call them a fisher? What is this, a Robin Williams movie? The Fisher King? The Fisherman?
A fisher.
A fisher.
It's a fisherman.
It's a fisherman,
yeah. But he's also a fisher.
He's a fisher.
Nobody calls them a fisher. The only time you use fisher is if you're talking about Fisher Price.
He's fishing. He reeled in. He was
You could say there was a guy fishing, but not there was a fisher.
The Oxford Dictionary does actually have the word fisher in there, the definition of person who, catches fish.
Yeah.
Nobody uses that word.
The Oxford Dictionary.
Oxford Dictionary ain't from America.
Merriam-Webster also.
Name from America?
The American Dictionary.
So what was he reeling in? Dave?
That American Dictionary is un-American.
I want to know about this fisher.
That American Dictionary got the vaccine. They ain't America.
Yeah, Sky, thank you very much. Dave is just trying to be gender inclusive.
Fisherman does not name.
They were out fishing.
Fisherman includes everybody. It's not gender specific.
So an angler, is that better?
Yes.
Okay. On a South Carolina river, ended up reeling in an iPhone. And had been lost in the river for 8 months.
Great. Now you have a brand new iPhone, too.
How do you hook an iPhone, though? That's the thing that gets me about this story, is how on earth could you possibly hook an iPhone?
Drag in the bottom, maybe?
Maybe. Like,
or if it was one of the newer ones, they had the magnets in the back?
Magnets?
Maybe the microphone?
Maybe you got the thing where the SD card is. You know how you got to use that little tool and you got to push it in and it pops out?
So what did he do with this iPhone
that he found?
He ended up turning it on. Found the person that it belonged to.
Oh, this is fake.
It's not fake.
Oh, yeah. He just dug up an iPhone and was able to turn it on.
Up?
There's not enough rice in the world for that phone.
I did not make up that word and I did not make up the story. It is facts.
Wasn't it an otter? Is this big OtterBox or LifeProof case trying to say that if you have a phone that's lost for 6 months in the bottom of a lake? What was protecting this phone?
Man, I waded into a lake to pee, and my phone broke.
Man, your phone has been broken, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you dropped it at the hospital and blamed it on a nurse who was saving your life.
That nurse 100% dropped my phone.
No, and your dumbass
doesn't
have a case on it.
I appreciate them saving my life, but they also broke my phone.
Send them a bill. Say what you text.
Yeah, they send you a bill.
No, $100,000. Cool.
Today's Dave Mahoney Morning Show brought to you by OtterBox.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So what a weird day, huh? I mean, it's just gloomy out there.
I like it. I think I might sit out back today and
smoke a cigar.
Yeah. I was going to have a cigar over at Dave's house on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then I realized I'd only brought one.
He didn't bring two. He only brought one. And I was like, I'll just sit outside with you while you smoke it. And then we couldn't get the TV to work. So
so you have to go back inside?
Yeah.
I don't know why my wife gets so mad at me when I bring cigars over to Dave. She's like, she yells at me.
Yeah. In front of everyone, too.
Yeah, I get berated. You see what I deal with, Dave?
Yeah,
on a daily basis.
Abuse.
Yeah. Just a man trying to enjoy a vice. I wasn't even drinking. I'm trying to save calories. Yeah,
didn't have a single drink. Just wanted to smoke a cigar, hang out, and...
No calories in cigars.
So it's healthy. You're right, Mom.
That's real healthy.
It's a healthy choice.
Well, I'm not trying.
My mouthful of smoke.
I'm not trying to be healthy. I'm just trying to look good.
Rotten to the core. Yeah. Just, you know, leave a pretty corpse. So 90 degrees is the high today. There is a 50% chance.
You said 90?
90 is the high.
That's chilly.
But what's the humidity at? Like 1,000?
Yeah.
That's fine.
They're saying it's probably going to rain. Is it raining already?
Not here. I mean, we're at, you know, the southwest part of town. Not really raining too much, but...
looks like it might be raining.
A little bit of wind.
Out towards Summerlin.
My husband last night, when it was thunderstorming, he looked at me. We were going upstairs to bed, and he goes, "You want to go play in the rain?" I said, "What do you mean you want to go play in the rain? What does that mean? It's also 10 o'clock at night. What are we going to do?" I think he was thinking that we were about to notebook it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's sexy, man.
It was cold. It was chilly rain.
And it was lightning out there. Did you see?
It was scary.
Did you see the stratosphere?
The strat got hit. Yeah.
The top of it.
No, thank
you.
Big
old bolt.
No one was in there, right?
Dad says it's drizzling in the northwest.
Yeah,
right
now. Just hit the thing on the top. I don't think that they probably weren't operating the.
The one shot or whatever it's
called. It's called. You ever done that before?
Hell no.
I did it once.
I'm not, man. No, I like the strat, but I'm not riding any of those rides.
Man, am I the only one that doesn't trust the stratosphere?
No, I feel like that thing's collapse.
Dangle ride that got stuck. I mean,
it's for 14 hours. Like a whole bunch of Japanese tourists were like dangling off the side of the stratosphere for 14 hours.
It's pouring in the ridges, according to Saul. So yeah, it's
Saul's got a house in the ridges.
I was gonna say, I'm not. How do you know what's going on over in the ridges?
He does pools. Do you still do pools when it's raining? I guess you do. Still clean the pool, right?
If you were gonna Airbnb pool, whatever that new app is called.
Yeah.
The ridge is where it would be.
That'd be the spot. They wouldn't let you in the front gate. You're like, no, I rented a pool for the day. Like, no.
Go around back. No, you didn't with your beat up Camry. Get out of here.
Come on, get
way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one that means home, sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of 1,000 thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.